I mean, there's one thing to believe, but another to know that you are held and held gently by. Hello and welcome back to yet another episode of Seeking Stillness with myself, Ethan Thomas. Oh man, it has been quite some time, but I am so excited to be back. These past few weeks that I've been away, I have been traveling. I went to Spain and Portugal. I have seen my siblings all over the country, and I have just been living a really good life, and I am grateful for that. But like all good things, I am now settling back in and taking advantage of the much needed stability and routine that I hold so close to me. Today, I want to share with you all something that is close to my heart. Recently, I had the good fortune of meeting an individual who really inspired me. We talked for some time and explored some really interesting concepts that allowed myself to walk away with this sense of astonishment with how amazing our conversation was, and it just helped reinforce what I hold close and my beliefs. It is such a gift to be able to listen to someone, but in return to be listened to. I know that feeling of having someone's full presence, and I try to give that in any moment that I'm able to. But what we talked about was something that I want to share, and it's the topic of trust. Now, trust has been a dicey subject with me for almost my whole life, and it's been something that I've been working on getting a better understanding of how it shows up within my life within the past year. Now, before this past year, I didn't even really know what trust meant to me. What does it look like to trust someone, and how does it feel? These questions I did not have answers to, but thankfully with some time, some pondering, and a lot of focus towards making sure that I have at least some more clear answers, I've come a long way and it's a bit more clear to me. After sitting with trust and really trying to gain an understanding of what it means, I now see that trust is what holds all of this together. Whether it's trust in the relationships that we have, trust with ourselves, or even trust in the universe. If we cannot find it within ourselves to let go and find the freedom that is trust, we will constantly be in a state of paranoia almost and feel unsettled. At least I know that's how it manifested within my body. One of the most tangible examples here is a lack of trust in a romantic partnership. When the other person doesn't trust their partner, they're always worried and concerned about where they're going, what they're doing, and if they have good intentions. There's this lack of ease and almost this tenseness in our body. It feels terrible, and it's not something that you want to build a life on. So we can see how this manifests in a relationship. But how does this lack of trust manifest within our own lives? If you can't count on yourself for taking care of what needs to be done and having that sense of security that is so foundational to a life filled with peace, joy, and love, to step into this space and really develop trust, it comes from the repetition of showing up time and time again. I trust myself because I have given myself proof and evidence that I will do the hard things and that I can take care of myself. I intentionally put myself in challenging situations. That way I continue to reinforce that I've got myself and I will be fine no matter what. A great example of this is within my recent travels. I went solo all the way across to Spain and Portugal all by myself, and it was an amazing time. Of course, there are moments of stress and a lot of reflection along the way, which I think is a great thing, but it also helped reinforce that I am going to be okay and that I am equipped to take care of anything that comes my way. And this energy that is showing up as I'm talking about it and as I'm feeling it in my body, it's freeing. I think freedom and trust are synonymous because when I have trust, I don't need to have all the answers right now. Instead, I can be at ease and soak up all of the beauty that is in the present moment. It feels so good to trust myself, and I hope that you all have that within your life as well. But let's go a little bit farther now. So trust in relationship is foundational. We all know that. Once again, so freeing to know that the other person that you are placing your trust in has good intention and looks to take care of not only themselves and you, but the relationship that is formed and continuously cultivated. Now taking it even one step further, trust in the universe. And oh boy, is this a fresh one for me. I've been dealing with this emotion for quite some time where I wake up in the morning and almost feel a slight unease within my day. It is very present within my body, and I've really shown up with a sense of curiosity, looking to understand what is this feeling and where is it coming from. I feel so incredibly blessed to have the recent conversation that I did with the person that I mentioned earlier, and we stepped into the conversation of faith. And I can't help but see the overlap between faith and trust. I mean, there's one thing to believe, but another to know that you are held and held gently by the present moment and that you don't need to have it all figured out. Something that I sat with for these past few days is, do I trust the universe and what does my faith look like? And while I'm still defining that, and I think that will be a continuous journey for the rest of my life, I feel this sense of relief and this lifting of a certain weight that has been present within my body for some time as I confirm that I do trust in the universe, trust in myself, and trusting that everything will happen just as it needs to. There's almost this afterglow euphoric state that I am experiencing, knowing that I am relieved of trying to find all the answers. Oh my goodness, how exhausting it is to try and have it all figured out, which is impossible, and I know that, and for the longest time, I was trying to work the other way. I can finally breathe. Man, this life is so good. And I know that the work that I put into it will be a reflection of what I get out of it. I don't have to have all the answers, and I can sit within each day holding a sense of security close to my heart, knowing that I am held by not only myself, not only the people that I love, but everything around me, and that I am part of a whole. It is freeing, and I encourage you all to examine and question what trust means to you in your life. Maybe, just maybe, it might be the missing piece that you've been searching for. Thank you for listening, and wherever you are in this world, I hope that you know that you are loved not only by myself, but so many other people around you. May we continue to step deeper into stillness within each moment.